you once again for tuning in with us. This is Pastor Brad Bailey from the Brandon Baptist Tabernacle in Brandon, Florida, and you are listening to another episode in which we are discussing the New Testament Baptist Confession. And today we will be in paragraph number 14 of the New Testament Baptist Confession. It's a very brief paragraph and somewhat of a narrative paragraph as well, but nonetheless, I feel like it warrants treatment. If you're interested in hearing the other 13 paragraphs that have already been covered in audio files, you can visit the New Testament Baptist Confession website, newtestamentbaptists.com. There are poll questions that can be answered there, as well as contact information and more documents in regards to the New Testament Baptist Confession. So we encourage you to visit today, newtestamentbaptists.com. Paragraph 14 reads as follows. One great emancipator of years gone by stated that she was able to free 1,000 slaves. She also stated that she could have freed 1,000 more if they had only known they were slaves. This confession is intended to be the enlightenment that some Baptists need to find their own way out of the bondage of a man-made religious designations and into the liberty of God's Word. So two simply stated sentences here in paragraph number 14, and I hope that they, like others, will serve to encourage our hearts and strengthen our resolve to set the slaves free. And when we talk about slaves, we're talking about a very strong term. I understand that that is a not just a strong term, but it can, in some context, be an inflammatory term. So I want to be careful using that terminology. However, when it's referencing this quote by Harriet Tubman, that is not the term that I specifically chose myself, but it illustrates the condition of many independent fundamental Baptists very, very well. A slave is someone whose freedom seems to have been taken away. In one section of the confession, the statement is made that babies are born free, they have to learn to be slaves. And unfortunately, this has been the case with many fundamental Baptist churches. People have been born free in Christ Jesus, but then they immediately enter into the domination of taskmasters who begin to exact and impose certain standards and certain requirements upon them that are not found in Scripture. I find this to be incredibly alarming and unscriptural behavior, and it should be resisted. But many, many new believers do not know that they can resist such tyranny. They're not aware of the fact that they have liberty in Christ Jesus. They're not aware that they have the individual priesthood of the believer, and so they submit in ignorance. They submit, in many cases, not knowing what they're submitting to. So they don't know that they are slaves. They don't know that they've been placed in bondage. They're not aware that they have been incarcerated in these man-made institutions and these man-made standards and these man-made policies that in most cases are not consistent with God's Word. And so, as the great emancipator said many, many years ago, one of her biggest struggles was helping those who were slaves to understand that they were slaves. Some of them saw themselves as being born into slavery. That was the only life that they had ever known. And what I'm finding in testimonials far and wide is that many independent fundamental Baptist people are struggling with that almost exact same condition, but on a spiritual side. They were born in an independent fundamental Baptist movement. They were literally, in some cases, since infancy or even before they were born, their mother went to an independent Baptist church. And so that's all they have ever known. They've never known a more free experience. So with that condition being in place, they naturally adopt the criteria of the things that are going on around them. And when they adopt that criteria, even if it's in ignorance, they just assume that because it was handed to them by their parents or handed to them by their pastor or so forth, they just assume it must be okay and it must be right. So they have to be made aware that in many cases, it's tyranny. And when I speak of slavery and tyranny, specifically what I'm talking about here is the reality of many fundamental Baptists who insist on controlling their brothers and their sisters. There is an authority complex. There is a legalistic authority complex that exists among many, if not most, fundamental Baptist churches. This authority complex extends into the home. I have seen this authority complex go beyond the pulpit of the church, go beyond the business of the church and the policies and the doctrinal emphases of the church, and go into the individual homes of church families. Not only has it gone into their home, I've seen it literally permeate the home. I've seen it go into the kitchen. And there have been fundamental Baptists who have actually imposed a diet on their church members. And they don't do this by going in and strong-arming these people and buying their groceries for them or purchasing their meals for them. What they do is they shame them from the pulpit. And if it's discovered that a person is, for example, becoming overweight, they become shamed. In fact, I recently had a conversation with a gentleman who insinuated that that is a qualification for a bishop, that if a person is overweight, he cannot listen to them preach. He cannot listen to them teach the Word of God because he's so distracted by their obesity that he feels like they're disqualified for him to listen to, for him to be in the ministry. And you can see there again, I am not advocating obesity, not by any stretch of the imagination, but you can see there again how that control extends even to a person's diet. That control, in many cases, from the pulpit, not just extends into the kitchen, it extends into the living room. People are not permitted to have private entertainment. For example, if a family wants to sit down and have a movie night, if they want to sit down and watch a cartoon or a DVD or even a current television program, a lot of times that has to be hidden from their pastor. That cannot be discussed. There was one man who was in the ministry of evangelism, and while he was going onto this particular church property on this particular campus where people were gathered together for a camp meeting, he had purchased an RV that had a television antenna on it, and the brethren, quote unquote brethren there, almost immediately ostracized him because they just assumed that he was watching television privately. You see, that kind of control, that slavery that we're talking about, even extends into the living room. Now, if you're not prepared for this, I want your eyes to be open. Sometimes it extends into the bedroom. There are fundamental independent Baptist men who have even gone as far as to insist that couples have certain sexual experiences and not deviate from what they believe is a healthy sexual environment. And that may mean that this couple is not permitted to use birth control. This couple is only permitted a certain sexual style. Those are the types of authorities that are very extreme. And whether we like it or not, when we permit that kind of slavery to make its way into the hearts and minds of people, they seldom ever recover from that. That control is seldom ever going to be healthy in their Christian walk, in their life with Jesus Christ. And so ultimately what is happening here is the taskmasters are setting themselves up as divine authorities. They're setting themselves up as someone who has to be in absolute control of a person's decisions. It's as if they want to pop out of your closet every morning with something for you to wear, or they want to pop into your kitchen with something on your dining table. They want to sit with you as a guest in your living room, monitoring what you watch on television, monitoring what you allow your family, what entertainment you allow your family to partake of. Brethren, this is spiritual slavery. It says to the typical church-going family, you are not competent enough to experiment with the Holy Spirit and the liberties that he grants to us in Scripture. Now, granted, there are some things we should not be watching on television. There are some dietary things that don't honor God. There are some sexual practices that families have that don't honor God. I totally understand that. Here's the problem. It's not the pastor's business to invade his church member's home. He cannot invade their living room. He cannot invade their bedroom. And by the way, he goes into the daughter's bedroom. He tells the parents, this is what your little girl should be wearing. This is how your little girl should be behaving. And sometimes they have collected evidence. They have found things on social media that a 12 or 13 or 14 or 15-year-old girl has worn, and she's posted a picture. Is she arrogant? Probably. Is she too proud? Probably. Should she have shown more maturity and more discretion? Probably. But again, it is not the right of a pastor to police the lives of our children. That is not the right of that pastor. That's where authority turns into slavery. And many of these people don't know that they're slaves. They can't be freed until they know that they are slaves. So this confession in sentence 2 of paragraph 14 says, this confession is intended to be the enlightenment that some Baptists need to find their way out of the bondage of man-made religious designations and into the liberty of God's Word. I want to remind you very boldly, the only time a pastor has authority in your life is when he is handling the Scriptures wisely, surgically, rightly dividing the Word of God. Otherwise, he is not your financial advisor. He is not your family planning advisor. He is not your life coach. He is placed in our lives as a spiritual influence. Of course, if we disagree with our pastor, or if we disagree with his handling of God's Word, then we, the burden is on us. You know, the Apostle Paul said in 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, he said, prove all things. The burden of proof is on us. But nevertheless, this bondage has to stop. These slaves need to know that they have been enslaved, and they need to know that there is freedom and that there is liberty in Christ Jesus. Once again, this is Brad Bailey with you. We have read the 14th paragraph now of the New Testament Baptist Confession. If you're interested in all of the confession, it is free to view. You can print it. You can read it for yourself. You can text it, share it with someone. You'll find it at newtestamentbaptists.com. Now, this confession is part of the website. It is the document that started it all. But the rest of the website is devoted to other articles and different resources that hopefully will be helpful to God's people. Once again, visit us online, newtestamentbaptists.com.